You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Greg Jooms, the founder and executive director of Victor, a mobile tool that aims to connect veterans and their families with the people, places, and information needed to smooth the transition from military to civilian life. Mr. Jooms, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. So for starters, tell us, what is the Victor app all about?
So the Victor app is about connecting transitioning service members and their families and also their close military supporters. We call them allies to local resources, veteran-friendly businesses, organizations that have diversity, inclusion, hiring initiatives, but also veteran hiring initiatives. And then we can't forget about the health services that are also very, very important to family members and transitioning vets as they start a new chapter in their life. And not always can these service members get to a VA hospital because sometimes, you know, there is only a couple in the state and they might be too far away. So we want to connect them to health services and practitioners and medical groups that are local to their city so they don't have to travel, you know, hours and hours just to get a monthly or quarterly checkup.
Awesome stuff there. And as a Marine veteran, what inspired you to create Victor app? What's the feedback that you've received so far from fellow veterans as well?
So the reason that I wanted to create this is I had a really bad transition when I left the Marine Corps in 2010. I thought that everything was going to be fun and exciting and I'd have a decent job and everybody would just, you know, life would be good and all the hard parts over, right? I've been to Iraq and combat and that was so far from the truth. So I started using and abusing drugs and alcohol, not just in a fun weekend party kind of way, but it just started to consume me because I was depressed. I was isolated. I was lost. I didn't have a tribe. I didn't have a network. I was married at the time. And then I was shortly after that divorced and lost a job, was living out of my car, I was just running, spiraling out of control. And I didn't know what to do. I really was just at a loss. And it was really bad. I ended up starting a four-year career of high-threat security contracting in Iraq and Afghanistan and just to run away from my problems. And it was just delaying the inevitable. So 2015, I wanted to create – I left contracting, started working at Groupon, and shortly after that felt like I was just serving no purpose. So I wanted to start something that I could solve a problem with and find purpose in a mission again, and that's why I started Victor app.
Yeah, and I like the name of the app as well, Victor for Victory. Now, what's the long-term vision for Victor?
Long-term vision for Victor is we want to be, unless this sounds big, but this is the way I can see it, we want to be the Google/Glassdoor for veterans looking for assistance, looking for career opportunities, any opportunities, really. I mean, if it's, I want to do something new in my life that I've never done before, but I don't know that this thing exists. We want to show the opportunities that exist for everybody. I mean, I didn't know I could be an entrepreneur until I saw another veteran who was an entrepreneur with no college experience. I was like, oh, well, this guy started something because he was resourceful and he taught himself and he used his network to be able to be a success. I can do that. So I want other vets to see that. I went back to Sheboygan, Wisconsin after I got out of the Marine Corps, and I thought that I could be a cop, I could be a security guard, I could work at a bar, I could work in, you know, Kohler Company or any other factory in the area. And that's just not what I wanted to do. Like life was bigger than that. And there's people, I have friends that work in those industries, and that's totally fine. That's what they want to do. And that's really how I measure success and the success of Victor is whatever it is veterans are looking for in their life after service, we want to find that. And that's how we measure success as a veteran, finding what they want to do and who they want to be when they leave the military.
Today, we're joined by Mr. Greg Jooms, the founder and executive director of Victor, a mobile tool that aims to connect veterans and their families with the people, places, and information needed to smooth the transition from military to civilian life. here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, Greg, we hear that you won a WeWork Creator Award. That's, and by the way, congratulations up front. Tell us about that experience. How has competing in that competition and winning changed the trajectory of 2017 for you?
So winning that Creator Award was, it was amazing. It absolutely changed the trajectory of the company because we didn't raise any capital. I ran an Indiegogo campaign when I first started the business, and that was right when WeWork was offering the Mission Possible, not Impossible, Mission Possible program, where they sponsored me for 3 months of free office space and then gave me a discounted rate for the next 9 months after that. So it's been crazy. From like day one of working with WeWork, it's been nonstop support from the other companies in WeWork, the people working at WeWork, and then WeWork as a company. Getting to the Creator Awards, we were one of five companies out of 600 applicants, from what I'm told, that won a Creator Award. And I won $72,000 from WeWork that allowed me to build the next iteration of my platform out and essentially keep my business going throughout the entire summer. And yeah, if it was nuts. I've never won anything like that before. I mean, I've won like a couple bucks on a scratch-off lottery ticket, and that's about it. So getting this was it was amazing. And then the follow-on support from that, from winning that award from WeWork, has just been nonstop support. And that's what I've realized of being an entrepreneur and being from the military is if you don't have a support network, your mission is most likely going to fail.
You've certainly learned that from experience as well. Lastly, what's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs or someone with a business idea who doesn't know what to do next?
Find somebody who does. Find somebody who is either in an industry that you're interested in. Use LinkedIn. Join an association where you can provide yourself with more opportunities. Because if you're sitting at home trying to start a business, I tried to do that, and it sucked. It was really, really hard. It wasn't until I got into WeWork that like I felt creative. I felt like other people were doing things. I wanted to come to work. You have to motivate yourself, and that's the biggest thing is learn how to motivate yourself. And it's different for everybody. For me, it was wanting to have a purpose, and having a purpose is having – for me, it's having meaning. It's a reason to wake up. It's a reason to stay late.
So true, and really appreciate your getting sharing from the heart as well, and it looks like you're really doing a great job out there, and a lot of great things are going on as well. Where can listeners get all the details on the Victor app, and how can they also download the app as well?
So the best way to download the app is visiting our website or our Facebook page. So you search Facebook for Victor Tech, and you'll find us right away. You'll see the big logo. If you go to our website, you can also find all of our social handles. And our website is VictorApp, VictorApp.io. You'll be able to download the app right from the website, or sign up for a newsletter and stay up to date as we bring on more partners and expand our market.
Well, keep up the great work, Greg, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly has been our honor to have you with us today.
Thank you very much, sir. Thanks for having me.
And it's certainly been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Greg Jooms, the founder and executive director of Victor, a mobile tool that aims to connect veterans and their families with the people, places, and information needed to smooth the transition from military to civilian life. And for further information, visit victorapp.io. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.